أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، واشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، واشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. We begin by seeking refuge in Allah from the cursed devil. With the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. Allah, it is Allah whom we ask for His guidance, we seek His help. We ask that Allah protect us even from the burden of our evil deeds. We know that whomever Allah guides, no one can lead astray. And whomsoever Allah leads astray or allows to be led astray, no one can guide. I bear witness that there is only one God worthy of being worshipped, and this is Allah Azza wa Jal. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His messenger and slave servant. We thank Allah Azza wa Jal for the privilege of allowing us, giving us the ability to be here today for Salatul Jumu'ah. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for allowing us and inviting us to the masjid in His remembrance. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for calling the believers to Salatul Jumu'ah, as Allah says in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا نُودِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمُعَةِ فَسَعَوْا إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَدَارُوا الْبَيْعَ. Allah calls on the believers, or you believe, whenever you hear the call for Salatul Jumu'ah, hasten unto the masjid for the remembrance of Allah. Leave off everything else, even if you're in the middle of a business transaction. It was narrated by Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu. He says, we went with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the blacksmith Abu Sayyid, who was the husband of the wet nurse of Ibrahim. Ibrahim was the son of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they had arrived to visit the son Ibrahim at the house of Abu Sayyid. And Ibrahim had fell sick. Then later they returned only to find Ibrahim in his last breaths. The son of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in the middle of taking his last breath. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he picked his son up, he held his son in his arms, he smelled his son, he comforted his son, and his son died right there in his arms. And Abdurrahman ibn Auf radiallahu anhu, he looked at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, wa anta ya Rasulullah. And you too, as he began, he saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began to shed tears. He began to cry over the passing of his son, Ibrahim. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he looked to to Abdurrahman ibn Auf, as Abdurrahman ibn Auf, radiallahu anhu, was surprised to see the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shedding tears, the Prophet said, إِنَّهَا رَحْمَةً Ya ibn Auf, إِنَّهَا رَحْمَةً This verily indeed, this is mercy. This is mercy. Showing the example of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this moment reveals the rahmah that Allah placed in the heart of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And many a times we miss this quality of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as we mentioned other sunnahs. But we fail many a times to mention the sunnah of rahmah, the sunnah of mercy, and how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was so merciful. If we notice, we're in a deen, this is deen rahmah. This is a religion, a way of life that is merciful. Our Prophet is Nabiyu Rahmah. Our Prophet is a merciful Prophet. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's known as Rabbul Rahim, Rabbul Rahim. He is known as the Lord of Rahmah, the Lord of Mercy. In fact, two of His names are derived from Rahmah. His name, Rahman, and His name, Rahim. Both derived from Rahmah. In Islam, mercy is given a very high status. Mercy, Rahmah should always have a high status in our lives. For example, if Islam was void of Rahmah, it wouldn't have spread like it spread throughout the Arabian Peninsula. This is due to the Rahmah that is placed inside the heart of our Prophet, that should be placed inside the heart of the Muslims. Allah says in the Quran, very importantly, in a very important ayat of the Quran, Allah says, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَءُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ Allah says in the Quran, verily there has come unto you a messenger from amongst yourselves. It grieves him that you should suffer, that you should receive any injury or difficulty. He is evil for you. For the believers, he is full of pity, he is kind, and he is merciful. This is a very important ayat of Quran, because this is the ayat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he describes the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam using his own two names. He's giving Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam two of his own names. One of the names being Ra'ul, one who feels pity and is kind. And another name being Rahim, one who shows mercy and compassion. And Allah, He placed a special mercy inside the heart of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As in another ayat, Allah mentions the Prophet as such. He says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ He says in the Quran, we have not sent you but as a mercy for all creatures. We have not sent you but as a mercy for all creatures. And for us as Muslims, we tend to become arrogant and think that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was only sent to the Muslims. No. If Allah wanted to place in this particular ayat, rahmatin lil muslimin, Allah would have placed it in it. He would have said He was a mercy to only the Muslims. But Allah then beautifully said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a mercy to all people. He didn't hook people up only because they were from His tribe. He didn't help people out only because they were a part of His race or whatever, as we have a tendency to do at times. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was a mercy to all creatures. And in following His sunnah, are we a mercy to all creatures? If we ask ourselves about our workplace, do they love to see us at our workplace? Do they love to see us coming and hate to see us going? Or do they hate to see us coming and love to see us going? Which one is it? At our place of work, do they love it when Brother Muhammad arrives at work? As Brother Muhammad, being a Muslim following the sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, should be a mercy to his workplace. At home, do your children love to see you coming home? Does your wife love to see you coming home? Many times in the household, the children say, oh, daddy's home. Oh, mama's home. And the wife says, oh, my husband. husband's home. And the husband said, oh, she's arrived. She's off of work now. Is this the case? We should be a rahmat to the environment that we place our feet in. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was a mercy. He was sent as a mercy to all of mankind. As you see an example after the Battle of Uhud. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, during the Battle of Uhud, he was injured. He had blood running down his face, and one of his tooth was cracked. And an individual came up to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, make dua against these individuals. Curse these individuals. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he answered back. He said, inni lam u'at la'anan wa innama u'istu rahman. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, I was not sent as a curse, whether I was sent as a mercy. I was not sent as a curse, but I was sent as a mercy. And look at his example in dealing with the children. There was love. The children would greet the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he would come into town. They loved the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In a narration narrated by Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he kissed his grandson Al-Hasan, the son of Ali, and he was sitting next to Al-Aqra bin Habs al-Tamim. And Al-Aqra, he said, I have 10 children, but I kiss none of them. I have 10 children, and I kiss none of them. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he looked at him, he said, Man la yarham la yurham. Man la yarham la yurham. Whoever is not merciful to others will not be treated mercifully. If you are not merciful to your children, how do you expect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to treat you with mercy? And also Aisha radiallahu anha, she narrates that a Bedouin came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he was shocked. He said, you people kiss the boys? You people kiss your boys? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, nah. He looked at the individual, he said, Al amliku laka anaba Allahu min qablika rahma. He says, I cannot put mercy in your heart after Allah has taken it, has extracted it from your heart. I can't place the mercy in your heart when Allah has taken it away from your heart. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he was making salat, he would have Binti Zainab radiallahu anha on his shoulders. And he would stand in qiyam, and he would let her down gently when he would go into sajda. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he was in sajda, Al-Hasan and Al-Husayn, they would pray on his back. And he would not get up. He would not get up until they were done praying. And some of the companions thought the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was actually receiving revelation. He said, no, I was just waiting for them to get through praying. And then I lifted up. This is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As he was on the minbar delivering the khutbah, he saw Al-Hasan and Al-Husayn, he saw them fall. He came off the minbar in the middle of the khutbah, and he helped them up. This is the mercy of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam towards the children. Many times we get upset when our children are running around the masjid. Get those little rascals. Somebody tie them up. Throw them, lock them away. We get upset, but are we following the sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And it's very important that we have to be merciful towards the parents. This is what we learn from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, especially mother. If we look at the word rahmah, it is derived from rahim, which means the womb. It means the womb. So the closest thing to Allah's mercy is the mercy of mother. No other place on earth can you last for 9 months and everything is taken care of, except the womb of the mother. The mother is given special status. The mercy towards the mother is given special status in Islam. As we see in a story with Asma binti Abu Bakr, how her mother came to visit her, and her mother was mushrika. Her mother hadn't accepted Islam. And she came to see her daughter, Asma. She came with gifts. She came with food for her daughter. And Asma, she turned her mother away. She turned her mother away. And she sent Aisha to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to ask the Prophet about this matter. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he sent revelation down because of this matter. As Allah says in the Quran, he says Allah does not forbid you to deal justly and kindly with those who did fight against you on account of your religion, nor drove you out of your home. Verily Allah loves those who who are just. Allah sent this ayat, and He revealed this ayat according to this situation. And after this ayah was revealed, she had to greet her mother. She had to treat her mother with mercy. And we have a tendency to do this. If we have friends that are not Muslim, we say, this kafir dog, he doesn't deserve to come to my house. He doesn't deserve to come to my house. My relatives, I'm not visiting them because they're non-Muslim. But if there's individuals, even amongst your relatives and amongst your friends, who aren't Muslim, you have an opportunity to give them da'wah, to treat them with mercy. And also, the Prophet ﷺ showing also the mercy towards mothers. He would shorten the salat if he heard a baby crying. And this is because he didn't want to put a place of burden on the mother. The Prophet ﷺ, he had a special place in his heart towards mothers. And this is very important. Giving nasiha, giving advice. There was an individual who came to the Prophet ﷺ. He was a young man. He said, Ya Rasulullah, give me permission to commit zina. Give me permission to have sexual intercourse. And the Muslims, they were getting ready to jump on him. And imagine if an individual comes up to the imam. Many of us, we would go and jump on him. We'd take him outside of the masjid. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, come close. He said, Utnu. He said, Ijlis. Sit down. Come close. And he gave him some very important nasiha. He said, would you like this for your mother? Would you like this for your daughter? Would you like this for your sister? Would you like this for your maternal aunt and your paternal aunt? And the individual had time to think. And after that, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he made dua for the individual. This is his mercy and giving advice. How many times do we encounter a person doing something that is against Islam? And we don't know if they're new Muslim, if they've just converted, and we hurry up and come to them and say, haram, haram, that's wrong. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was merciful in giving advice. As you see, the Abyssinians, they came in the masjid one day, and they were newcomers to Islam. They were in the masjid doing the dance with their spears. They were doing the tribal dance. Umar ibn al-Khattab, he came in the masjid and he began throwing rocks at the Abyssinians for doing their tribal dance. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, leave them. Leave them, that's what they do. Leave them, that's what they do. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if we look at his conduct, he had humor. Many times we think that Muslims are supposed to walk around with a frown on our face all day. Muslims, we should be known for our smiles. We should be known for how we greet people. We shouldn't be known for our frowns. And this is very important. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he had humor. There was once a woman, she came to him and she said, I want paradise. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, all women don't enter paradise. All women don't enter paradise. And the woman, she began to cry. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he settled her down. After laughing a little, he said, all women will become young before entering into paradise. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he had humor. He was merciful towards his enemy. He was merciful towards the mushrikun and the munafikun. How many times did he have the opportunity to kill the hypocrites that were amongst him? He knew who the hypocrites were, and he had an opportunity to take their lives. But the Prophet ﷺ, he was always merciful. Before the Battle of Badr, he set down the Muslims, and he named certain individuals who were on the opposing side. And he said, do not, if you encounter these individuals, even though they are on the opposing side, do not take these individuals' lives. Do not pardon these individuals. And amongst these individuals was Al-Abbas. Al-Abbas, he had helped the Muslims out. Even though he was on the opposing side of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he didn't say, kill everyone you see. He said, no, there are certain individuals, you don't take their lives. And in this last story, it's very important how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was merciful towards his enemy, as recorded according to Ibn Hisham. He says that Umama Ibn Uthab, he was the king of Yamama. Ibn Uthab, he accepted Islam. And upon entering Islam, he stopped, because he was the leader of a nation, he stopped allowing grain and wheat to enter into Mecca. because he wants to take revenge upon his enemies in Mecca, as the Prophet ﷺ and the Muslims were in Medina at this time. So Ibn Uthal, he stopped the wheat and grain from entering into Mecca. And the Prophet ﷺ, they wrote to the Prophet ﷺ, telling the Prophet, please tell this individual to allow grain and wheat to enter back into Mecca, for we are starving. The Prophet ﷺ had an opportunity to weaken his enemy by not allowing the trade to go into Mecca. But he commanded, he told Ibn Uthal, he said, no, individuals amongst the Muslims in Medina have relatives there, allow the grain and the wheat to enter back into Mecca. This was the mercy of the Prophet ﷺ. And I say these things, we have to uplift the mercy, the rahmah, the sunnah of rahmah, and ask yourself, are we merciful towards each other? When we see a new face enter into the masjid, do we immediately greet them? Do we hold grudges? Many of us have grudges on our hearts towards our parents that we've had forever. We have grudges on our hearts towards our relatives. And the thing now is for the Muslims, for Islam to continue to spread, we have to uplift the sunnah of Rahmah. رَبَّنَا أَتِينَا فِي الدُّنْيَا سَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ سَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِن لَّدُنكَ رَحْمَةً سُبْحَانَكَ لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا أَنتَ نَشْهَدُ أَن لَّا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا أَنتَ نَسْتَغْفِرُكَ وَنَتُوبُ إِلَيْكَ Please come forward, inshallah, so we can make some room for the people coming in, inshallah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد خاتم النبيين وإمام المرسلين. It was narrated that Umar bin Al-Khattab رضي الله عنه, there were some prisoners, some war prisoners, and they were brought before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And a woman amongst them, she began to breastfeed some of the young. She would grab one young and breastfeed one of the young, and she would go around to each of the young and breastfeed them, showing mercy. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he gathered his companions, and he said, do you see this woman? Do you think that she'll place any of her children, any of these children, into the hellfire? And the companions, they thought about it, they said no. And the Prophet ﷺ, he said, Allah is more merciful to his slaves than this lady is towards these sons, these children. This is very important. When we look at the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on our lives, let us just take a bit to reflect on how much rahmah, how much mercy Allah has placed in our lives. If we even examine our own body, we have skin that water comes out of, but water cannot come in our skin. We have eyelids. Imagine if Allah created us without eyelids. Our eyelids are natural windshield wipers for our eyes. We have voices that we can turn up and we can turn down. We have mercy all around us. If we look at our children, take time today and look at your children and look at your beautiful wife. Look at your husband's wife. And this is very important because we have to examine and see how much rahmah that Allah has placed in our lives. And us, we have to keep from complaining so much. And I'm talking to myself too. Let us stop the complaining and let us look at the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed in our lives. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in the Quran, which is a very great favor in our lives, he says, had it not been for the grace and mercy of Allah to you, you would have surely been amongst the lost. We are here because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being merciful to us. We are Muslim today. We are saying La ilaha illallah, following the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because Allah has been merciful to us in our lives. So let us return this mercy to Allah's creation. Be merciful towards your wives. Be merciful towards your husbands. Be merciful towards your children. The Muslims should be leading the campaign of going green. Be merciful towards the environment. Be merciful towards everything around you, because as following the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we are here as a mercy. We are here as a mercy for the whole world, for all the world. And I close out with this dua, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in the Quran, وأطيعوا الله والرسول ورسول لعلكم ترحمون. Allah says in the Quran, and obey Allah and the mercy, and obey Allah and the messenger, so that you may obtain mercy. Obey Allah and His messenger so that you may obtain mercy. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا سنه وما في الاخره سنه وما في عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمه انك انت الوهاب. ان الله يامر بالعدل والاحسان وينهى عن القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله تعالى يذكركم. اذكروا الله تعالى واذكركم. وَالْعُوْلِ يَسْتَجِبُ لَكُمْ وَلَذِكُ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَعِدُّوا وَجَلُّوا وَأَتَمُّوا وَأَظَمُّوا وَأَكْبَرُوا وَأَقِمُوا الصَّلَاةَ